You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Leading them to new ways of thinking. Coach Phil Jackson was an artist in the way he led his players to the truth rather than just spoon-feed it to them. He didn't dictate to Michael Jordan what he wanted. Instead, he asked questions to get him to think about something in a different way. For instance, when Michael was faced with a difficult decision or when he acted in a way that Jackson disagreed with, Jackson would ask, "How do you think Horace or Scotty would feel if you did that?" He was trying to get Michael to empathize with other players on the team. One of the temptations that I know I face as a coach is to try to tell my players the truth rather than lead them to the truth. Telling someone what to think is rarely good enough to convince them to change their thinking. It's far more powerful to help them to come to realizations themselves. We've all told our players to be selfless. We've all had moments when we have called people out on their selfishness. But how well has that worked in the past for us? Usually not too well. People become defensive when they are called out. So instead of calling players out, lead them to new ways of thinking. Ask great questions that get players to reflect. Don't ever walk into a one-on-one with a player without having a question or two in your head to help get them talking and thinking.